Hi everyone, I'm Dan Albers and welcome to the USBN Halftime Show brought to you by Techro, and I'm joined by 1983 graduate Randy Corbin and also former athletic director here at Anderson High School. And Randy, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Randy, just talk a little bit, everybody, we always try to let everybody know when you played, what position you played, and just talk a little bit about your your football career here at Anderson.
I graduated in 1983, and times have changed quite a bit since then. Remember my senior year, we had about, I think about 500 people in the stands, it was a lot different. I think we finished that year with maybe 45 players on the varsity team in 83, I'm sorry. And, and things changed a lot because also the schedule was different back then. When we played, we played Colerain, Northwest, Forest Park, and some of those merged. So a lot of things have changed. That's a little background.
And talk a little bit, I know when I talked to Tony Diana earlier, he was talking about some of the guys that he remembered playing against. I'm sure they got to be some of the same guys because you played with Tony. Is there anybody that sticks out in your mind that you played against?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the kid named Applegate who played tackle for Colerain, and next to him was Eric Caddis, who went on to play for the Bengals, went to Michigan. We also played a guy named Gathers, played out of Mount Healthy. The gentleman that played at Milford, I forget his name, but he also went on and played in the NFL. So we're pretty fortunate to play against some guys who made it big time.
And then obviously you and I coached together 1 year with Vince when he first came in. And like I told Tony, I thought I knew football, and I did not know football until Soriano came, and that was a big learning experience for me. Was it the same for you too as well?
It was. I think what happens is, and nothing against the guys that were here, John Stowe and Bud, those guys, they meant well, did well. But, Vince came from the Valley, and football was everything in the Valley. They didn't have all the other distractions. And I think the one thing they were ahead of, they were ahead in the weight programs. They were ahead in some of the technology. Football was pretty much everything for them. So when you come in, Vince is watching video every night of the week of practice. It's just a little different. I think it was escalated just a little bit more. And ultimately, he felt it was important to prepare himself better than the other coaches and the other players. And I always felt with Vince, he taught me a ton, but preparation was everything. He was just, it was unbelievable.
And there were some memorable moments that I remember through all those games that we had. But is there one moment of all those that stick out that when you were coaching here at Anderson?
Oh, there were so many. Typical program when you were struggling. I remember the first year we were 1-9. I don't know if you remember that. Mm-hmm. And we beat Norwood here on a Saturday afternoon. Opening kickoff, they did not recover. We kicked off to them, and their returner didn't grab it. We fell on it and scored and went on to win. But I think probably the game that stood out the most is probably against Mark Edwards, who went on to play at Notre Dame and went on and had a great NFL career. We had some 4 years great games against him, and we actually we got the better half one in 3 out of 4 of those years.
Yeah, one that I always will never forget, obviously, is Anderson's first playoff appearance against Princeton. I'll never forget. I remember seeing you down on the sidelines. That was a pretty memorable moment, too.
It was, and I tell people this all the time. I made the biggest mistake of any coaching, whether it was when I was in college or here, believe it or not. And this is a true story. Vince was sending in the kickoff, the field goal team. I said, Vince, we're on the 6-inch line. It's snow out. I said, it's a tough angle. And, finally called timeout, and the team came over. And the team, for the most part, talked him into going for it. The problem is we went unbalanced, and I didn't take the tight end out. I left Nate in. Jason Bell, the quarterback, as smart as he was. We line up. He counts them. He realizes there's one extra player. I put in Jamie Mons. Right, so we had a... And Nate goes running off the field. He actually was not off the field when they snapped the ball.
Wow.
But Jamie didn't block a soul. Jason Drusso dove underneath the legs of the other tackle, and thank God he got the ball across. Big moment.
Yeah, and then you went on after that, and I know you went to UAB for a little bit. How was that experience for you?
Well, Vince, he really, the 6 years I was with him, we went on every spring break. We went to Michigan, Ohio State, you name it. I went to Georgia Tech, UConn, Syracuse, just to learn more. And, Vince taught me a lot. It was a great experience going to UAB. We ended up, it was a program going from Division III to 1AA. We were 9-2, 8-4. I got just wonderful experience. I brought a lot from what I learned from Vince down south, and the work ethic that we had was much greater at the time at a program like that. Good experience, and fortunate enough for me, it was an opportunity that came up at the right time.
And we talk a little bit about, me being special that, we played in the time when we weren't very good, and then Anderson doing the success they had. To be a part of announcing that state championship run, that was a pretty special moment for me to see my old school. Was it the same for you?
Oh, absolutely. And I tell people this all the time, there's coaching and players and support from the community, and, things were different. And, we look back when we played, and you could say, the competition was tougher. And it was. Things happen for a reason, and I think the program as a whole, when Vince came, did a great job. We looked administratively at who we were playing. We had to get some credibility within ourselves, within our program, teach the kids a little bit about winning, so we picked up some schools that were, we went to a different league, number one, and then we picked up some schools to try to get some success. And once you build on that, then we went back and we started playing the tougher schools again, in LaSalle and St. X and stuff on the schedule. And to watch that grow and then to escalate even a step further, winning a state championship, it was a great moment.
Just tell everybody right now what you're doing right now. You're still here in the Cincinnati area. Tell a little bit about everybody in the Alumni Association, what you're doing right now.
In a nutshell, when I left Anderson 01, I went with a company called Trophy Awards Manufacturing. We're over in Wilder, Kentucky. Just give me an opportunity to be a dad. I made a commitment first to be a father and a dad, and I've got three kids, and administration was great here. I loved it. It was at the time, though, where I needed to spend some more time at home. I have a little bit more control of my time. So I deal a lot with, still deal with a lot of the high schools. I deal with all the local colleges, so I still run in with the football coaches. Got a good rapport with Coach Jones and the crew at UC, and I pretty much sell promotional products, awards, and kind of manage the marketing over at Trophy Awards.
So Randy, I really do taking your time out. I know your schedule is about as busy as mine, so I really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate what you guys do for Anderson alumni.
It's great. So that's Randy Corbett, class of 1983, joining us here on the USBN Halftime Show. Back with second half action right after this.
Ladies, I